Crime and Crime Again is a true crime podcast containing subject matter that may be graphic or disturbing. Listener discretion is advised. Four years of sleepless nights and waiting by the phone. Of passing out missing posters and doing media interviews. Four birthdays, celebrated without the guest of honor. Three birthdays, for a child that a family was thrilled to meet, but has never known. A family has spent the last 4 years pleading for someone, anyone, to come forward with what they know. Hoping that the people involved finally choose to tell the truth and offer some semblance of peace. This is the disappearance of Kiara Coles. Kiara Michelle Coles was born on September 24, 1992, to parents Joe and Karen. The fourth of five children, Kiara has been described as vivacious and hardworking, someone who loved to have fun and make memories with her friends, but who also aspired to build a successful life for herself and worked tirelessly to do just that. In 2018, Kiara was 26 years old and truly thriving in life. She had a steady job with the United States Postal Service as a letter carrier, and her hard work allowed her to move out on her own and create her own little haven in an apartment on 81st Street and South Vernon in Chicago, Illinois. She had also saved up enough money to buy a car entirely on her own, and to top it off, Kiara found out that she was pregnant with her first child, with a man named Josh, who she'd been dating for about 6 years. Josh also worked for the United States Postal Service. On October 2nd, 2018, Kiara had called into work at the USPS because she had a WIC appointment and other things to attend to that day. She bought a few groceries, and while she was shopping, she talked with her mother Karen on the phone. Karen says that during that conversation, Kiara was asking for advice about what kinds of things she should eat and drink during pregnancy. Kiara was ecstatic about becoming a mother. Among the other aspirations she had for her life, motherhood was at the top of the list. She shared ultrasound pictures, loved shopping for baby supplies, and was looking forward to an upcoming appointment where she would be able to hear her baby's heartbeat again. After grocery shopping, Kiara was spotted on neighborhood surveillance footage, bringing her groceries into her apartment on the afternoon of October 2nd, 2018. Shortly after, her boyfriend Josh was also seen entering the apartment. A few hours later, Kiara and Josh left her apartment and got into Kiara's car before driving off. They soon arrived at a Walgreens on South Cottage Grove, about a 5-minute drive from Kiara's apartment. At 10:43 p.m. on October 2nd, 2018, Kiara was captured on surveillance footage inside the store at an ATM, where she withdrew $400 before leaving the store at 10:46 p.m. Less than an hour later, Kiara's car was seen being parked in another area of the city. A man, who police have not publicly identified as Josh, exited the car through the passenger side, but no one was seen leaving the vehicle through the driver's side. The following morning, on October 3rd, 2018, neighborhood surveillance captured Kiara's car parking a few buildings down from her apartment building. The same man, who again has not been publicly identified by police as Josh, exited the vehicle and went into Kiara's apartment before leaving with several items. We don't know what those items were. He then got into his own car and drove away. According to reports, Kiara also called into work on October 3rd, 2018. What we don't know, however, is why she called in, or if she was even the one who made that phone call. The USPS has stated that they can't reveal that information due to employee confidentiality policies. Kiara's mother, Karen, tried several times to reach Kiara that day. Kiara was extremely close with her mother. They typically texted and called a few times throughout every day. Though it was unusual for Kiara to be unreachable, her mother didn't initially think much of it and thought she was either busy or just not feeling up to talking. Pregnancy is exhausting and comes with many mood swings. Karen chalked up Kiara's lack of communication that day to just wanting some space. But by the next day, October 4th, when Karen still could not get in contact with Kiara, she became concerned. Fearing that Kiara had a medical emergency or that something bad had happened, Karen called Chicago police requesting a welfare check on her daughter. On October 5th, 2018, 3 days after Kiara was last seen or heard from, police conducted a search of her apartment. Accompanying them was Kiara's mother and stepfather and her boyfriend Josh. While Karen stayed outside of the apartment, fearful of what they might find, Josh and Kiara's stepfather entered the apartment with police. Everything looked to be in order. No signs of a struggle or robbery, but also no signs of Kiara. Her wallet and keys were found inside her apartment, and at that point, Kiara was officially considered a missing person. Police conducted a search of Kiara's car, which was found exactly where it was parked a few buildings away from her apartment. Inside of Kiara's car, police located her cell phone, a packed lunch, prenatal vitamins, and her purse. There are photographs published in a YouTube video by Chicago police that show a red spot on one of the mats inside the car, but that red spot has not been confirmed to be blood. Beyond that, nothing was found to indicate foul play or to indicate Kiara's whereabouts. According to Chicago police, when they interviewed Josh about his last contact with Kiara, he gave multiple conflicting accounts of the last time he saw or spoke with her, but they have not elaborated on what he actually said. Something important to note about Josh is that he did have two other children from a previous relationship. During his relationship with Kiara, there are accounts of Josh being unfaithful, and allegedly, the woman he already had two children with was pregnant at the same time as Kiara, presumably by Josh. There are also accounts that at some point, Kiara actually had some sort of argument with that woman, but it's unclear what the argument was about or whether it ever happened. What we do know, however, is that shortly after Kiara disappeared, Josh stopped cooperating with police and soon moved to a different state with the woman he had two children with. News outlets have attempted to contact Josh at his last known address, but he has never responded. Josh has never participated in searches for Kiara, nor has he attended any of the vigils held after her disappearance. It should be noted that the investigation into Kiara's disappearance has been marked by speculation and misinformation up until very recently. Weeks after Kiara went missing, neighborhood surveillance footage surfaced of a woman who looked similar to Kiara, wearing a USPS uniform, walking away from Kiara's apartment building, past Kiara's car, and out of camera frame. The footage was captured on October 3rd, 2018 at 11:45 a.m. It was widely believed for years that the woman in that footage was Kiara Coles, meaning that it was also widely believed that Kiara went missing on October 3rd, 2018, rather than when she actually went missing on October 2nd. But in 2021, Kiara's mother Karen publicly stated that she did not believe the woman in that footage was her daughter. When asked why she had changed her opinion, Karen stated that she always had suspicions that the woman was not Kiara, but that she was essentially told by Chicago police to keep that opinion to herself because she could potentially interfere with the investigation. She stated that she was afraid to mess up the investigation into her daughter's disappearance, so she remained quiet about it. It's now widely accepted that the woman in that October 3rd footage is not Kiara Coles, and that the last confirmed sighting of Kiara was at 10:43 p.m. on October 2nd, 2018, inside the Walgreens when she made the $400 ATM withdrawal. Karen also told NBC Chicago in 2021 that initially she did not have any suspicions about Kiara's boyfriend Josh. She believed that Josh had always been good to Kiara. He was polite, never raised his voice, and never had a negative thing to say. But when Kiara disappeared, Josh's behavior struck Karen as one red flag after another. Not only did he never participate in searches for Kiara, but he also never even helped to pass out missing person flyers. He quickly stopped communicating with Karen, and as we know, moved out of state with his girlfriend and would no longer cooperate in the investigation. Kiara's family and friends have consistently been the driving force behind the search for Kiara. They have knocked on door after door in the neighborhood, handed out missing posters in Chicago traffic, done countless media interviews pleading for someone to come forward with information. Kiara's father, Joseph, even quit his job in Wisconsin and traveled to Chicago after his daughter's disappearance, spending weeks sleeping in his car outside of her apartment, talking to neighbors and hoping that she would come home. And yet, still, there have been no answers in Kiara's case, and she is still missing. Chicago police have confirmed that they do believe foul play is involved in Kiara Cole's disappearance. The next segment of this episode discusses topics that may be triggering, such as maternal mortality, violence against pregnant people, and violence against Black women. Something I think is important to discuss in the context of Kiara's case, because of the belief that foul play is involved, is that as of last year, it has been determined through a research study that homicide is a leading cause of death in pregnant women. The study included the deaths of 38,417 women, aged 15 to 44, covering the time period between 2008 and 2019. It found that of those victims, 10,411 were of unknown pregnancy status. Either they were pregnant at the time of their death, or their death occurred within 1 year after they gave birth. Of those 10,411 deaths, 3,203 were the result of a homicide. Overall, the study found that pregnant women were more likely to die as a result of homicide than to die of obstetric causes, such as hemorrhages, high blood pressure, or sepsis. The root of this crisis? Intimate partner violence, which is something that, according to the CDC, around 1 in 3 women experience in their lifetime. This is a particularly important conversation when we consider that Black women are approximately 3 times more likely than white or Hispanic women to experience intimate partner violence or die as a result of homicide during pregnancy. Pregnancy is an extremely vulnerable stage in life, especially if a pregnant person is already experiencing violence at the hands of a partner. This is where the conversation turns to prevention and intervention. Dr. Rebecca Lawn, a research fellow at the Harvard School of Public Health, wrote in an editorial in October 2022 that potentially the most effective method in prevention of pregnancy-associated homicides would be for healthcare providers to take action, particularly gynecological and obstetric providers. As of 2017, only around 1 in 4 women reported having discussed intimate partner violence with a healthcare provider. Generally speaking, pregnant women more frequently visit an OBGYN than any other time in their life. During pregnancy, those visits are initially done on a monthly basis, and even more often if a pregnancy is considered high risk. Within 2 months of giving birth, OBGYN visits transition to a weekly frequency. These visits to providers could potentially be crucial in preventing homicide deaths among pregnant women. These conversations must be taken more seriously than a flippant, "Are you experiencing violence at home?" during triage. This discussion is not to say that Kiara Coles was experiencing intimate partner violence. We don't know that for certain. But it is to say that Kiara Coles was a pregnant Black woman, and that, factually, put her at a higher risk of experiencing violence and put her in an extremely vulnerable position. And now, she has been missing for more than 4 years. And her partner at the time, the father of her child, refuses to cooperate with the investigation. Kiara Coles disappeared from Chicago, Illinois on October 2, 2018. At the time of her disappearance, she was 26 years old and about 3 months pregnant. Kiara is 5 feet 4 inches tall, and at the time she disappeared, she weighed approximately 125 pounds. She has brown eyes, brown hair, and several tattoos, some of which include a heart on her right hand, a jaguar's head on her shoulder, and the words Lucky Libra on her back. If you have any information regarding the disappearance of Kiara Coles, please contact the Chicago Police Department at 312-747-8274 or the Postal Inspection Service at 877-876-2455. All sources for this episode will be listed in the show notes. If you'd like to request a case for me to cover, you will also find a link to a case request form. I have officially launched the Patreon page, where for $5 a month, you can get access to all episodes ad-free, and coming soon, patrons will have access to a monthly bonus episode. Don't forget to check out the YouTube channel, where I've been uploading all of my episodes in video format. If you like the show, please consider leaving a rating and a review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. Reviews are truly the easiest and the best way to support your favorite shows. You can follow the podcast on Twitter at CrimeAgainPod, on Instagram at CrimeAgainPodcast, on Facebook, just search Crime and Crime Again Podcast, and on TikTok at CrimeAgainPodcast. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll see you in the next episode of Crime and Crime Again.